repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation. Actually, it's not such a great afternoon, at least not outside. Not when I was last out there. Yes, it's pretty wet. So, yeah, hopefully you're inside dry indoors and ready for an awesome edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, 88.1 FM in cable, www.citr.ca online. My name's Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock today on this miserable day, and we start things off with Control. Brand new album, it's called Punk Rock, Changed My Life, But I Wouldn't Change a Thing. And we heard a track called Thrown to the Wolves, and we heard the title track, Punk Rock Ruined My Life. And yeah, Control out of the UK, and it's their second full-length release, and it's a good one. And yeah, if there's something you'd like to hear on this show, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR, like I said, Control from the UK. And yeah, brand new, came out last year, 2011, so it's pretty new. It's new to me, it's new in my collection, and it's probably new to some of you. And we're going to get into some old UK punk and some newer UK punk in these next couple of sets. And we're going to start with probably a lot of people's favorite bands. This is a classic, and it's going back to 1981. And yeah, originally on Clay Records. This one got reissued a few years back on Havoc, and the band is Discharge. This song has a drum beat in it, which became known as the D-beat sound. So, yeah, let's get into it. This is a track called Maimed and Slaughtered by the Mighty Discharge out of Stoke-on-Trent, England.
listen to CITR on 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Friday, February 3rd, catch the East Van All-Stars Variety Show. East Vancouver's talent has come together for one night only to support the Rio Theatre to survive through the recent closures due to a ban on movies at the Neighborhood Theatre. Doors will be at 8 with the show at 9 p.m. This event is 19+, and cover will be by donation. Live concerts happening this month at the Rio include Patrick Malia presenting the Legion of Stand-Up Comedians on Saturday, February 4th, the Tongue-in-Cheek Spoken Word and Burlesque Show on Friday, February 10th, Charlie Tuna on the 18th, and Said the Whale on the 25th. To view the full schedule of live events this month at the Rio Theatre, visit riotheatre.ca/schedule. For more information on how to join the community's fight back against the banning of movies at the Rio Theatre, go to facebook.com/supporttherio.
Generation Annihilation on CITR. Started that last set off with that Discharge classic track. I said 1981, could be 1981, 1982, either one of those years. Yeah, don't have my facts fully with me and straight today, but oh well, don't hold it against me. And we followed with another act from way back then as well, the Verruckers, One Struggle, One Fight. This was going back to 1985. Yeah, this one has been reissued on Havoc, like the Discharge one, and this one was from a Captain Oi CD reissue. With bonus tracks, we heard a track called Stop the Killing, and then we heard from the Mau Maus from a PAX single going back to 83, I'll say, and we heard a track called No Concern, and then we followed with Anti-System from the Look at Life EP going back to 1986. We heard a track called The Tables Must Turn, and this one has been reissued on vinyl with bonus tracks. Courtesy of Anti-Society Records. And then we heard from another act that were back then, but are back with us. I'm talking about Riot Squad, and that's from the Still Our Future You're Messing Up release. We heard a track called Building Barricades, and it's 20 after the hour here, and we're going to get back into some UK punk, and this is a track that is older than you, going back to 1982. It's The Partisans.
Barnes was first elected NDP MLA in 1972 and subsequently re-elected four consecutive times. In 1991, he was appointed Deputy Speaker and in 1994 became the first Speaker in British Columbia to be elected by a secret ballot of his peers. He was also the first Black person to hold this position in any Canadian province. A member of the opposition party remarked, "Your personal dignity, honor, and integrity are beyond question and reproach, and you are a most fit individual to sit in this very important position as Speaker." The main focus of his life and career was helping the disadvantaged in society, with strong emphasis on social justice, poverty, worldwide human rights, and world peace. He was active in developing awareness of Black history in BC and furthering the principles of multiculturalism, particularly in the public sector. Barnes was appointed to the Order of British Columbia in 1995.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Generation Annihilation on CITR. At the start of the set, we heard from the Partisans, a classic act out of Wales going back to 1982 on the No Future Records label. We are the Partisans. We are the track called I Don't Give a Fuck. And we followed with another track from the Veruckers. That's from their Still Our Future You're Messing Up release. And, yeah, newish track from the Veruckers. We heard a track called Where Next? And we followed with some classic One Way System from the No All Systems Go release, going back to 1981, No Return. And then we heard a couple cuts off the 100% British Punk compilation. We heard You Call It Punk Rock, I Call It Shit. And we heard Dog's Flesh with a track called Challenge and Protest. And we ended that set off with a track from Uproar, and this is on the Beat the System record 7-inch release, Die For Me. We heard the title track, and right about now, we're going to get into some Arctic Flowers on Generation Annihilation.
Thank you. been a building mean? What you do? Show them what you really mean. You write more laws to save us from ourselves. Just more poison to protect your wealth. You've got the arrogance to think you're something good, but consider that you don't know it all. They lose themselves over what you sold. That is where you're at. Kill them for their gold. Anyone can see that. Who said things like we're salvation? What are words like emancipation? I sing cliches like liberation, but all you know about is all the murder and disease. Turns out we won't be the
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, New Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and across the bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Generation Annihilation and CITR in that last set. We heard a track from the Arctic Flowers out of Portland, Oregon, Reveries, and I believe this is the second pressing. It's on Inimical Records. It's no wonder why it went out of press so fast. It's a good record. Double Edge was the name of the track. And yeah, read about Arctic Flowers in the latest edition of Artcore Mag. And the latest edition of Artcore Mag comes with a cool compilation LP called Terminal Decay. And we heard some tracks off that. We heard from 1981, we heard a track called Nightmare Reality. And then they're from Finland. And then from Vancouver, The Rebel Spell with a track called No Thanks. And ending that last set off with some Death Charge. Love Was Born to an Early Death, which is in its second pressing as well. And it's on Unseen Forces Records. And we got 10 minutes left to go in the show. And we're going to hear a couple more tracks off this Terminal Decay compilation. We're going to hear The Furloughs, and we are going to hear Bad Sam. So here we go. We'll be right back.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Yes, find out about all the great shows going on around town at LiveVan.com. And yeah, just, yeah, it's powered by everybody's submissions. So if you got a live show you want to mention, go to livevan.com and put it up. They're a really cool site. And on the subject of live shows, a live show you might want to check out next Tuesday, part of Charged Days, Distorted Nights. We got Radioactive Vomit and Infect Propaganda. That's next Tuesday for Charged Tuesdays at the Astoria, 769 East Hastings. And the same night, classic act from England will be playing Seattle, Washington. I'm talking about the English Dogs, and they'll be playing with the Havoc, the Casualties, Toxic Holocaust, and the Blood Clots from Seattle. So yeah, if you can afford to take a road trip, there's some classic British hardcore crossover for you with the English Dogs at Studio 7 in Seattle. And yeah, we heard two tracks of the Terminal Decay comp and Artcore Records, part of the latest Artcore fanzine. It's an LP, and yeah, 1981. Or we heard the Furloughs from Los Angeles doing a track called Contemplation Camp, and then Bad Sam from the UK gave us Black John Wayne. So yeah, it's almost time for me to get out of here, and playlists and podcasts are kept archived on the Generation Annihilation site, www.generationannihilation.com. And yeah, they'll be up on the CITR site later on today, www.citr.ca. And yes, like I said, generationannihilation.com for playlists, podcasts, and all that sort of fun stuff. And yes, like Generation Annihilation on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/Generation Annihilation. And yeah, Power Chord up next. Don't see anybody yet, but this will take you into Power Chord. We're going to hear the act that will be playing Seattle, Washington, who have reformed. Geez, the last time this incarnation of the English Dogs have played has probably been the late 80s, probably 86, 87. And yeah, they're on tour now playing their metal crossover stuff. They were punk, and then they became metal, then they were punk, and now the metal incarnation of the English Dogs has reformed, and they'll be playing Studio 7 for the Forward Into Battle tour. Forward Into Battle, the album that came out originally in 1985 on Rot Records. And yeah, we're going to hear a track off of it. This is a track called Wall of Steel by the English Dogs. And the Mistress of Metal just walked in, so stay tuned for her and Power Chord. This is the English Dogs, Wall of Steel. Talk to you next week.
right, it's time for some metal.